And we see all these men in black suits and they have the earpiece in. So they look like security guards. And so I was, you know, we were curious what was going on. I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'm seeing you guys everywhere. And they said, Domino Sugar Factory is hosting an event for Hermes. Is that how you pronounce it?
Well, it depends if you want to do a very heavy French accent on it. But yes.
At Hermes.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to They Had Fun. I'm Rachel, and I am back with another amazing story about New York City. And we're back with the cold open. The people have spoken. And last week, you guys let me know that you loved that. Didn't give everything away. It just made you more excited for the episode. So we are going to continue that for the sixth season. And actually, speaking of things going on behind the scenes a little bit, I was talking to a potential guest last week, and I realized I had never shared something with the audience. So I thought maybe I would let you guys in on that little secret now. It's not really a secret, but every guest I talk to, we have a quick little 10-minute phone conversation before they decide they're going to be on the show. And I was talking to someone last week telling them, you know, I don't really want to know anything about you, not to be rude. I don't want to know your story ahead of time or anything like that. And someone was like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. I didn't know you do that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't like to know the story. I want to hear it in real time, just like all the listeners do. I want you to take me on the ride. It's actually very exciting for me. And I realized that I should probably share that with you guys. Did you know that none of our stories on the show I have ever heard? Most things about our guests, I truly don't know. Maybe that's poor interviewing skills, but for me, I don't know. I like to hear it the way you guys do. I like to learn more about them as we're recording. And I just love to hear these stories. Like genuinely, that's why I'm putting out the show. So I thought, why not share that with all of you? I don't know these stories until you know these stories. Actually, at this point, I've fully edited them and everything, but you get the point. I'm learning them in real time with you. I hope you enjoy that style. I think it's part of the fun. Okay, now that I've given you all that behind the scenes that nobody asked for, why don't we go ahead and get into my Rachel's Recs for this week? And in case you don't know, if you are new here again, every week on Friday, we put up in our stories, what New York City recommendations do you need? So typically I'll take one of your questions and use that as a Rachel's Rec. And then I'll do one of my own of something I've just been enjoying. But because this week I got asked for cocktail bars, we're going to have a little two for two because I was going to come with a cocktail bar for mine. So I figured why not just make them both that and help all of you guys get drunk this weekend. Okay, here we go. First up was going to be my suggestion, and that is Portrait Bar on 28th Street in the city. Now, this is in the new Fifth Avenue Hotel right at the corner of 28th Street. This is if you want luxe. This is if you want swanky. This is if you want a fancy night out in the town. I had seen some pictures of this spot, and I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be really nice. My husband and I needed to celebrate something last Friday, and I was like, okay, this is our option. But we had not made a reservation. This is part of leading into why it's so great. We hadn't made a reservation. Just showed up. Obviously, it's a Friday night, like around 6 or 7. They're very busy. So, so kind. Like they had every right to give us sass. And they were like, okay, yeah, you know, we have a bit of a wait, but just let us know when your husband gets here. We will get you a seat as soon as he gets here. And this is like Friday night, very busy. He shows up. They tell us it's going to be like 5 minutes, which is just wild for Friday night in New York City. They get us a seat. They bring us upstairs. The cocktails were just like, oh, they were so, so, so good, like proper, really good cocktails. But honestly, I think the thing that made it the absolute best was the service. Like, you know, when you just go somewhere and you're like, wow, they're just killing it with just so, so, so good. Our server was just on fire. Just like every turn is like, how can I help you? What can I get you? Just like very charming, but not in your face, but thoughtful, but coming back and asking for one another. Just like really, really elegant, lovely, wonderful service. Obviously a little pricey, but the room is worth it. It's just swanky and warm and kind of these like jewel tone colors, but like in a really rich way. We got to sit up in the upstairs section. I kind of want to check out the downstairs next time and actually sit at the bar. But I'm telling you, if you're looking for a night out on the town, Portrait Bar, wow. I really loved it. I want to go back. Okay, next up, flip side of the, you know, swankiness, fanciness, other side of the river, we have a recommendation in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Also one of my favorites. It's Palmetto. Now, I've been going to this place for a while. I was meeting up with friends recently. I suggested it. And two of them were like, I've never been to Palmetto. this is why I'm like, okay, we got to talk about this. Cause I kind of assume people are always going to these places, but Palmetto is so good. Now it's not giving the swank. It's giving much cooler, almost like Mediterranean, Southern Spain, but like your cool, like 1970s hipster aunt and uncle live there type vibe. Follow me on this journey. Anyways, I love it there. All of the cocktails are amazing. I went recently and I got this one, I think called like the Jackson Heights. It had tequila and coconut and cardamom. So good. They also have a bunch of non-alcoholic options if that's what you're in the mood for. They have beautiful half circle banquettes. Like you can sit with like a group of eight friends, which actually I did that a few weeks ago. I went with a big group of friends. Everyone was super happy. Wonderful windows looking out onto beautiful Knickerbocker Avenue. No shade. It's on Knickerbocker Avenue in Bushwick. It's within walking distance of my house. I have no right to act like a snob in any way, shape, or form. But it is a wonderful, wonderful bar. They also have happy hour Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. That's a huge bonus. I love what they're doing. Oh, also natural wine. If you don't like cocktails, it's just number one, first and foremost, they are a cocktail bar. But they do have a little bit of something for everyone. So those are the two options for getting cocktails this week. You can go a little swanky right in the heart of the city at 28th Street, or you can bring it on over to Bushwick with the rest of us and still have a fabulous cocktail, but it's not going to cost probably $23, I think those were. Both wonderful options for you. Okay, those are my Rachel's Recs. We are ready to get into the show for today. I am very excited for you guys to hear this one. You know we are continuing that theme for the sixth season. This person recently moved to New York City. We're going to hear all about it. He happens to be the producer of Oops, the podcast. He also is a comedian right here in New York City. Round of applause for that. And if you like what you hear today, you can hear more of his stand-up at the Black Cat on March 22nd next week. Go check him out. Please welcome to the show, Ryan Lynch.
Thank you. Lots of energy. I'm digging it. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
This is the theme. People always say something about that. It's the energy for you. You're exciting. I find it interesting as, you know, the lady with a few years on her yet, that young people are still moving to the city with ambitions and dreams. So when I hear that you're a new comedian, that you are trying something that would scare the shit out of a lot of people, I get very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. It's quite the journey, but we're all going through it, so it's good.
So speaking of the journey, let's just go ahead and let's talk a bit about Oops the Podcast, which is part of the way that I found you, also through just some of the hilarious things you have out on the internet right now. You are making me laugh with the US Open hats bragging thing, and I was like, you know, there's just something you can tell when you watch someone's videos when you're like, they're just so intrinsically funny. It doesn't even matter what the subject matter was. So I was just like, oh, I want to have him on the show. I can tell he can tell a great story. And then of course I had to come in with the, you know, I have a US Open hat and I very much apologize. But let's talk about all of that stuff. You're producing Oops the Podcast. Why don't you give us a little bit about how you got started in that? It seems like an interesting job to find yourself into.
Yeah. So I guess we'll start in 2021. I am in Stamford, Connecticut. I'm working in tech sales. I'm about 3.5 years in. You know, it was a great job. I love the people that I worked with, but I just wasn't feeling fulfilled. I started posting some TikToks during COVID and, you know, just that was euphoric. It was so much fun just being silly. And during COVID, there wasn't a lot you could do with your free time. And it was fun. And I got this fire and I got this desire to do more creative stuff. And when my favorite podcast that I was listening to, Oops, was looking for an intern, I decided to send them a couple of my TikToks. I always have had a passion for making videos, being in front of the camera. I know how to edit. So I thought that I'd be a good candidate. And I sent them my information. Because I was 25 at the time, I was thinking that they were going to be looking for a younger going into college or a high school student. So I was surprised to hear that they wanted to connect. And sure enough, I ended up getting it. The only issue was I had a full-time job and they were recording their podcast in the city. I ended up editing for them clips exclusively remotely for about 6 months before I actually met the squad. From there, I decided to move closer. I moved to New Jersey for a year. And then a year ago in July, I took the plunge and now I'm working full time on the podcast and I'm living in Brooklyn. And there's been lots of ups and downs. I've lost a guy. My role's gotten bigger. I'm now kind of leaning in more to the co-host position, which was, you know, it's a dream come true, but you gotta put in the work to get there. And it's been working out for me.
This is the exact prime example of why I don't like to know anyone's story before I have them on the show, because I'm genuinely just interested in hearing it. And my like jaw is dropped right now. You were just a fan and you reached out and you got it. And clearly you worked your ass off and you proved yourself and all these things, but in such a short amount of time. This is like a Hollywood dream come true, except it's a New York City dream come true, obviously.
New York City.
But you're just like working this regular job. Went for it. You tried it out. You're like, what do I got to lose? And then you're like essentially co-hosting the show right now and have a full-time position. This, I have to do this. It is my job, but this is the dreams that people come to New York City with. And you've done like a year.
Yeah. So it was more like 2.5 years, but still it was very fast.
We can give it to you. You were here within the year.
It was quick.
I am such a champion for everyone guest on this podcast. And I feel like such like a mom or aunt sometimes or something of just being like, are you proud of yourself? You have to imagine some 16-year-old kid or version of yourself hearing this story. Are you like, I fucking did it? I mean, of course you have goals and hopes of your own still, but like, damn.
Thank you. It was exciting. I think the 15-year-old version of me would be very proud, because back in high school, somebody logged into my YouTube account and deleted all of the sketch videos that I made by myself, killing my dreams to do anything fun in front of a camera or behind it again. So glad that I'm making that kid proud and reassuring him that, you know, he should have went with his gut and pursued this from the get-go. So better late than never.
You found your way. It's perfect. And now because of this, you're, like you said, you're kind of co-hosting the podcast. That's getting you into being a new comedian. Again, is that something you always wanted to do? Is it like, why not just try this out? The other thing worked out for me.
I'm not sure. Like I said, I've always wanted to be in front of the camera doing stuff. And I felt like the best way to get that ball rolling was to learn every facet of it. You see all these people that are so successful making money on TikTok and posting on Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts. They're doing everything. You know, they're doing the long, laborious hours of editing that go on behind the scenes, and all just for a 30 to 60 second clip. I knew I could do that. If I was able to prove to this group of people and their audience that I was able to do the behind the scenes stuff, I could slowly get more and more in front of the camera. Now I'm doing both 50-50. So it's working out. It's working out for sure.
Dreams coming true. Okay. So 100%. We've already got a little taste of your journey here, just a little bit, but let's go ahead and get into the official questions of the show. And the first one always is, when did you move to New York?
I moved to New York in July of 2022.
Oh my God. You might be, I have to think back on all 50 something episodes, but you might be our newest New York City guest.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Wow. Well, congrats to you. How
happy to be here.
Does it feel? I mean, that's so relatively recent. I can't ask you some of our usual tropes of like, what was your rent like back then? Or like, how did you get to the city? Or anything? But tell us a bit about deciding to make that move. I mean, I guess that naturally leads us into the second question, which is always, why did you move to New York? Like we're saying, you know, you're coming for the show, but you went to New Jersey first. What made you decide, let's throw all this money at rent and like really go for it?
I'm 27 years old now. I had a conversation with my girlfriend who was living in Boston at the time, planning on moving in together at some point. And she loved her situation in Boston. I liked my commute in via the Weehawken ferry into the city from New Jersey and my friends being there. We negotiated and we agreed that, you know what, if we're going to move in together and you want to pursue this, let's really dive in fully and immerse ourselves with the city life and give me something worth moving, you know, away from Boston for. So we decided on Brooklyn, you know, got lucky with our apartment and, you know, things are falling into place. That's kind of how it came to be. And we love it here. It's awesome. Love Brooklyn.
Wow. I love that she was so on board with everything. How great is that to have someone in your corner who's like, you know what? I believe in you too. Let's go for this. I think it's a story that a lot of people, maybe not exactly with a partner, but can relate to, of just being like, I'm going to move to New York, try this out. And if we're going for it, we're going for it. And I think if anyone hearing this, what they should really think is like, it's inspiring. It's hopeful. You're doing it. Did she stay with you? Are you guys still together?
Yeah, we're still together. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fantastic. You have to have her support. My parents were super on board. And, you know, it was strategic. I would definitely, you know, have a backup plan. But like, you're young, you're in your 20s. Like, it's never too late to get started on anything. I've always heard 30s are the new 20s. And I firmly believe in that. So I still feel like a teenager. I saved up a little bit, made a calculated risk. And so far, it's been paying off. So I think anybody, if you're thinking about it, if you're daydreaming about pursuing, you know, a side hustle or a passion, just give it a try, because things start to snowpile and steamroll
very quickly once you commit to it.
Thank you for saying that.
100%.
People need to hear that sometimes. I think it's very like heartfelt, sincere, and true. New York wouldn't exist if there weren't all of these people who came with like a hope and a dream, no matter what that field is or whatever. So I'm glad that you are doing it, that you are happy, that you are truly succeeding. And I hope we just see more and more from you. So considering that this move was such a good decision for you, and shout out to your girlfriend. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and ask you the most important question of the show. And that is, of course, Ryan, what is the most fun you've ever had in New York City?
Thought long and hard about this. I've had plenty, you know, crazy going out, whoa, kind of nights. But I think my favorite New York City moment was during Fashion Week this past fall. I was leaving an open mic and I was heading towards the subway, and I saw on the sidewalk just a ton of people just crowded and trying to push into this building. And I wasn't going to cross the street because I was tired and I was ready for a direct route home. I don't want to inconvenience myself at the slightest. So I tried to push my way through, and I realized that it was for a Fashion Week event, and all these photographers were there and they were trying to get in. And it was really annoying. I don't know why it bothered me so much, but it was just like, oh, like you think you're better than me? Like you can just clog the hallway. So whatever, I made it through.
What part of town are you in, ish?
This was in the Lower East Side. I was leaving the Whiskey Cellar.
Okay, got it.
So I was hopping onto the First Ave L, and I get home that night. Then I walk to the bodega with my girlfriend, and we see all these men in black suits, and they have the earpiece in, so they look like security guards. And so I was, you know, we were curious what was going on. I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'm seeing you guys everywhere. And they said, Domino Sugar Factory is hosting an event for Hermes. Is that how you pronounce it?
Well, it depends if you want to do a very heavy French accent on it, but yes.
Hermes. That's Italian. So whatever. Okay. I'm botching it. But anyway, we walked down because the Domino Sugar Factory hasn't opened yet. We just wanted to check it out. Again, paparazzi. There was a red carpet. There were people lining up to get their photos taken. And for whatever reason, it just bothered me that these people, you know, just come here for this event. They think they're so cool. I think Fashion Week is, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I understand that, you know, corduroys are cool and mock necks are trendy, but I don't understand everything else. And it bothers me. And maybe because it confuses me and I'm not in on exclusivity situations going on. But anyway,
you got to find a way to form an opinion on the fashion world.
Yeah, exactly. Got to throw that in.
Yeah.
So I see them and I'm like, you know what? I want to get my photo taken. I want these photographers to get my photo.
Yes.
So I ran home. My girlfriend was like, please, Ryan, can we just put on suits and just relax? And I was like, no. I went home. I put on navy pants. I put on some loafers, a white t-shirt, a blazer that matched, and then some silly glasses. And then I confidently walked back to Domino Park. I got into the line and I pretended to be on my phone having a serious conversation with someone. I was like, yep. Yeah, I'm going to meet you there. Yeah, I'm going to be in the front. Yeah, right by the brick. Yeah, you won't miss it. There's security. Yeah, they're the worst. Yeah, they'll be everywhere. I end up walking by a security guard and he's like, yo, man, I like your outfit. So I was like confident. I was like, I'm going to get my photo taken. They're going to have no idea.
Oh my God.
And so I get in the line and then I'm standing in the spot where they're taking everyone's photos. And then a few seconds go by, there's no flashes. And then all the photographers, they could see right through me that I was faking it. And no one took my photo. And I stood there for about 40 to 70 seconds, maybe about a minute. And I eventually made eye contact with this nice looking photographer that didn't seem pompous whatsoever. And I leaned in and I was like, hey, can you take my photo?
Aww.
And then he took three sick pics of me. I got my photo taken. I don't know what I was trying to accomplish with that. But when you live in New York City, you have bountiful opportunity to do something silly like that. And then I turned it into a clip and it went viral and it's doing well for our podcast and it's getting an audience to come check us out for the first time. So it's a lot of fun. You can run into anything when you live here. So that was one of my favorite moments so far.
We have to link to that video because I haven't seen it yet. That is so funny. What did your girlfriend do? She didn't come with you. She stayed home.
She's like, I'm over this.
You got back and you're like, I got it, babe.
Yeah, that was it. I was nervous too, because he took the photos. We swapped Instagrams. And then I didn't hear from him for like 2 weeks.
And then I got annoying. I kept DMing him. And then he finally sent me the photos.
Wait, do you have the photos too? I need those too.
Yeah, I'll send them to you for sure.
Oh, I'm sure it's all in the video. Okay. I think most of all, like, listen, you've been here for such a short amount of time. You've already accomplished so much. And for you to have this memory that really sticks out, it's truly like my cheeks hurt so bad. Like, I'm just laughing so hard. And it plays into what we always talk about on the show, which is just say yes. Even if it is at the detriment of your girlfriend being annoyed, just say yes. If you being like, you know what, for some reason, I have this unhinged hatred of the fashion world and I'm going to get one on you guys and I'm going to get it in your line and I'm going to get my photos taken. And I just think it's so fun to just be like, it's kind of like old school prank. Like, just go ahead and do a little prank. No one was harmed. You didn't do anything wrong. The photographer was still happy that you were there. You didn't like sneak in and cause a ruckus. It's just some good old fashioned fun.
Good old fashioned fun. I'm a petty person. And for most of the time, I don't even know why. But that was it scratched my itch. I just needed to do it. I don't know why. I just needed to get my photo taken and make them think that I was someone I wasn't. I don't know. It was great.
You're important. It's perfect. It's wonderful. It's a very, very fun story. And again, I hope it inspires people to, you know, maybe just go ahead and do something. Go ahead and 100%. See a line. See if you can get in.
Do something.
You heard it here first. Sunday had fun, folks. Do something. Okay, Ryan. Now, with your very young wisdom of New York City, I must ask you my last question of the show. So let's see what you have to say. And that is, of course, what is your favorite thing about New York City?
I love stepping out of the apartment and being able to do whatever I want. We used to have cars when I lived in the suburbs, and taking public transportation is the best. I just love that I can be anywhere within 30 to 45 minutes. I love that you can get so much done in a day that you probably wouldn't if you weren't living in the city. So that's my favorite thing. I love it. I absolutely love it here. It's just such a breath of fresh air when I step out and know that I can get coffee, I can get a banh mi sandwich, and I can go do an open mic all within an hour and then be back in time to snuggle up on the couch and get ready for the next day. It's fantastic. It's a luxury just to be able to be here.
I think the phrase you're looking for is you can do something.
Definitely can do something. Definitely can do something. And then you can do something else.
You can do as many somethings as you want in one single day. I mean, listen, it's one of my favorite things about New York City too. There is a wealth of options for us every single day, every time of day, no matter what you want to do. And I think perhaps for people like us that maybe have short attention spans and like doing a lot of somethings in one day, it's a perfect playground for that. And I think it's a wonderful answer. And I hope that you remain here for many more years and keep saying yes and keep getting your photo taken and excelling in your job and going out and doing shit all day long.
That sounds good to me. I hope you do the same.
I plan on it. I think that's what it'll be. Ryan, thank you so much for being on the show, for telling us that very truly like funny, just wonderful, humorous story. I loved hearing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
Good. Most of all, thanks, New York. They had fun.